Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Daryl Ryder joins us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hi, buddy.
Just got to rub it in, don't you?
I mean, I thought that's what I was doing. Can you confirm or deny, by the way, that you took the fattest angle of me possible in my burger pictures yesterday?
Well, yeah. Yeah. You caught me. Busted. Guilty as charged, Your Honor.
Turnabout's fair play. All right? Here's the thing. Not only did I order a triple bacon cheeseburger.
You ordered the biggest burger you could order.
I also ordered a Pepsi on top of my milkshake. So I probably pushed the bounds of good taste, so to speak, with this. Keith?
By the way, are you sure you sprained your foot or is it gout?
That's, you know what? If this hadn't been a problem before last night, it probably would be gout. But no, I promise you this is a foot injury and not fat related. Although, with me, both things can be true.
I was going to say, are you 100% sure it's not weight-related here?
Well, listen, you can never be too... Okay.
I mean, that poor triple cheeseburger didn't stand a chance last night. I mean, you had that gone in record time.
Yeah, you were like, let's
be honest about it here. I mean, that thing disappeared before I even opened my sandwich.
Here's the worst thing about this is... we had to do a retake. So the pictures you guys saw at Nick Wilson Says at Right or Wrong FAN, that's the second run of pictures.
Yes.
So those were the best ones we did. But before I opened the burger, we took the first pictures, and then we had to retake them. So by the time, this was like 2 seconds later, Daryl's like, we got to retake the pictures. And I had already had the burger open and like pressing it to my lips.
It was half gone.
I mean, I'd like to think it's half there. All right, but I'm an optimist there. Daryl.
By the way, the best response to the post, because, you know, I had to, you know, let the folks know that I was a man of my word, that I did, I paid up the bet. And so the best response was someone asking me who was closer to heart disease at the station, you or Ken.
It's me right now. It's me. Ken is...
Well, clearly, Ken, are you in a walking boot right now? Is that what's up?
No, I'm actually... I did the dumbest thing possible, which I was sick of my foot chafing from the pressure in my foot. So I was like, I'm going to wear sandals today.
Ah!
And I am I'm like, my foot doesn't have the shoe to contain it. So my foot... I have two different feet right now. I've got a size 14 on my left side, and I'm pretty sure my right foot right now is about a size 18.
Oh, man.
I mean, you need like a double E shoe on that one.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, no laces.
Don't you mean double only. Wide?
What'd you say?
Double wide.
Boo! I do like all the fat jokes that came with that, by the way, as if I don't know I'm fat. Like, you got me. You noticed obesity. You can pick a needle out of a haystack, you so-and-so.
Hey, that new eye prescription of mine paying off big time.
Well, I didn't like
it's how you money had, well spent by me.
I didn't like how you had to zoom out. That was very offensive to me.
I did have to use the wide orientation, which I believe is landscape, if I'm remembering my photography lingo correctly.
Mm-hmm. I heard your phone actively scream when you try to go out more.
No, that was on the second take. It was saying, no, not more pictures.
So with that, Daryl, from
what
my...
what it does when I take pictures, too. So I you know, can make the jokes as well.
From my foot to Miles Garrett's foot, what's the latest on the big man's foot?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not all that concerned just because I had asked Kevin Stefanski about this on Monday, and he made it pretty clear that they were going to manage this thing. It's about keeping him off of it as much as possible so that he can play on Sunday.
Can relate.
So, you know, we'll see. But I think that I'm not – if he doesn't practice on Friday, I might get a little nervous. But again – Miles said after that game in Jacksonville that he planned to play through it and didn't want to make a big deal of it. So from my standpoint, my understanding, this is all about managing this particular injury so he's as fresh and healthy as possible when he does play on Sundays.
So we did hear Kevin Stefanski talk about the penalties today. What was your takeaway on his messaging there? And, I mean, it sure seemed like he drew a distinction between pre-snap and post-snap penalties.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, mental mistakes – any coach in any sport just can't tolerate, right? Physical mistakes in games are going to happen. And then what has to happen during the week is you just have to reinforce to your players how not to make those physical mistakes in games. But I felt like the mental mistakes, they were able to cut some of those back in Jacksonville. But the holding penalties, Nick, were just absolute killer. Especially on that drive in the fourth quarter where they could have really delivered the knockout blow. And you had both Ethan Posick and Joel Bitonio uncharacteristically get called for holding on that drive. And that obviously followed up the offensive face mask penalty as well. And it just completely blew that drive to smithereens. So, again, not much tolerance for the mental mistakes. Can't have those. But, you know, they do have to clean up the physical mistakes as well. They are the most penalized team in the NFL through 2 weeks.
So, because this involves penalties with guys we're not used to talking about, Bitonio, Posick, certainly Wyatt Teller, at what point does not having Bill Callahan here become part of the conversation as to why the O-line is struggling?
I already made a part of the conversation last week. I'm not surprised to see the offensive line not perform as well as we're accustomed to see them performing. When Bill was here, it didn't matter who they threw out there. They played well during games. We've not seen that through the first 2 weeks. And now DeJuan Jones is banged up. Now we talked to DeJuan in the locker room. He said that he's anticipating he'll play Sunday. Talked to Jack Conklin in the locker room. He basically said it's as close as he's ever felt to being out there. They listed him as a full practice today, but I didn't see him touch a sled during that particular drill while we were out there. Same thing with Jed Wills. Honestly, I think Conklin is much closer to coming back than Jedrick Wills is. But yeah, I mean, it just when Callahan was here, it didn't matter what five guys they threw out there. And let's not act like this is something that has just popped up this year with these injuries on the offensive line. Browns have been dealing with offensive line injuries for the last three seasons with guys in and out of the lineup. So, and you just never really saw much of a drop-off in play. So I've already made it part of the conversation. So now, is that the answer you're looking for there, Nick?
Well, you could have said retroactive to 2 weeks ago. It could be like an injury in baseball. So with that, another big talking point today, and it's not just a talking point for the Browns and for Deshaun. It's some point around the NFL that passing yards are down and that explosive plays are down 2 weeks into the season. I know it's super early in the season. I also know that this is a significant conversation that involves a lot of tributaries, but how much should passing offenses around football being down, how much should that impact how our own analysis and our own kind of, you know, eyes and eye test for Deshaun Watson?
Well, it certainly is should impact it, right? Sometimes you got to take what the defense is giving you. But I was joking with Denzel Ward about this in the locker room because, as he said, it's kind of news to him because they're still going after him with some deep shots down the field. They're not having much success doing it, but they're still throwing the deep balls. But, you know, this too high safety look is something that a lot of teams are playing across the NFL. Kevin Stefanski said it today. He feels that that has an impact. A couple players in the locker room mentioned that it does have an impact, you know, that look and you know, offense has taken what the defense is willing to give them. I think the other thing, too, is you know, a little less time for plays to develop. You know, the quarterbacks are now being taught and trained to get the ball out as quickly as, you know, they've always been taught to get it out as quickly as possible, but even more so now with the elite rushers you have around the NFL. The time for plays to develop down the field, we're seeing maybe not there as well. It's a small sample size, though. That's also something that Stefanski mentioned, that we're only 2 weeks into this thing. I'm curious to see what those numbers look like, Nick, a month from now.
Deshaun talked today, as is customary, on Wednesday for starting quarterbacks around the NFL. Touched on a lot. One of the things he touched on was the lack of connection with Amari. What did you take away from those comments about, you know, where he is with that? Again, a lot of missed opportunities 2 weeks into the season with Amari.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't seem all that concerned with it. He, you know, basically said, hey, it's going to be there, not really worrying about it. We work on it during the week and things like that. You know, we'll talk to Amari here probably tomorrow, if not on Friday, to just kind of get his thoughts. And me knowing Amari, it wouldn't shock me to see him just come out and say, hey, those are footballs that I'm supposed to catch, and I got to help my quarterback out in those situations. And that's true. But also, too, Amari's resume gives him a little more latitude than a younger player having those issues, right? So I'm not overly concerned at this point. But, yeah, it's absolutely true that for this offense to do what we hope and expect it to do, Amari Cooper's a pretty integral part to that. And, you know, hopefully he starts catching some football starting this weekend.
Daryl, I do have more questions on Deshaun's comments and some other stuff here, but I'm watching NFL Network right now, and they were just showing Deontay Foreman on some of those big power sweeps on Sunday. Was that, I don't want to say a one-off, was Sunday typical of what we're going to see out of the running back position, meaning more carries for Deontay Foreman than we see for Jerome Ford?
Well, I think that Kevin Stefanski was, and to some degree still is, just looking for what works. I said this going into the season, it's running back by committee right now, right? Early in the game, it was Dante Foreman. Later in the game, it was Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford had arguably the biggest run of the day when he ripped off that 36-yard sweep on a 4th-and-1, where the Jaguars were totally expecting Jameis Winston to keep it again, and instead they caught him flat-footed, and Ford was able to rip off 36 yards, and then joked at how he wished he was faster on that play, and then Next Gen Stats comes out with it was the fastest run by a running back, to date or whatever, and so leads me to think that, you know, Jerome Ford wants to be a comedian in another life, because I don't know how much faster he could have run on that play. I think this running back thing right now is going to be very fluid. Even when Nick Chubb comes back, I feel like that the running back situation is going to be based on situation and feel of the game and who's got the hot hand and things like that, because anyone that thinks that Nick Chubb is going to come off injured reserve and be handed the ball 20 times a game, they're just delusional. That's not going to happen for a variety of reasons. Number one being the safety of Nick Chubb. So I just think that right now when you talk about the run game, and credit to Stefanski, he really used it effectively against Jacksonville, especially early in the game. I mean, they opened with, what, 16 plays, 89 yards or something like that, and it took almost 10 minutes off the clock. So that's just what it's going to be. I don't think that there's going to be a true number one running back for a little bit.
Daryl, looking to more Deshaun comments today, talked about, he was asked about whether elite stats are no longer indicative of how a quarterback should be observed and graded, and his point was winning is the thing that you get graded on. I was just curious about your thoughts on that answer and some of the pushback that I think people have given to that answer.
Well, he's paid to put up numbers and win football games, and I would agree with him that the most important statistic is the final score and that you have more points than your opponent does. It's also important that he plays well. I don't think anyone would argue that he played well in the first half. The offense was fantastic. You know, I wish they had more, they scored more points in the first half instead of having 13 on the board at the time, because certainly opportunities were there for them to score more points. But, you know, it's hard for me to complain about what I saw in that first half when comparing it to the week before against Dallas. Now let's see what he does this weekend against the Giants. You know, at some point, yeah.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I want to see the guy throw for 300 yards in a game. Like, paying this guy $46 million, at some point he's got to start lighting it up, right? That's my bar for him. Now, you can say, Daryl, you're so unfair and you're hating on Deshaun. That's fine, but like, and I'm not pocket watching here either, but like, the guy's being paid like an elite quarterback. So at some point, I think it's pretty fair and reasonable of me to expect that he plays like and puts up numbers like an elite quarterback, right? I mean... Joe Flacco came off his couch and put up elite numbers over
I'm
five
so
weeks.
Sick of hearing about Joe Flacco.
I don't care. I'm going to keep bringing it up because, like, you know what? That was the funnest offense I watched in a very long time.
Most fun.
Most fun. Whatever. Sorry. Grammar police.
That's the nice way to put it. No, I'm just so sick of hearing it. It was a six-game stretch. He put up a lot of yards.
It was a fantastic six-game stretch.
Yeah, how many turnovers did he have?
And how many wrong routes did Cedric Tillman run that caused the turnovers?
If Deshaun had those same numbers, now you're turning me into this. You're making me sound like a Baker bro. That if Deshaun did that same thing while turning over the ball to that degree, it wouldn't be good enough. This is simply because Joe Flacco was nothing and then went above any expectation because there were no expectations. That this love of Joe Flacco, it was six games. He fits that system better than Deshaun.
It arguably was the best six-game stretch for any quarterback in modern Browns history.
Yeah. What about the interceptions?
Leading Otto Graham out of the conversation.
I guess we just forget about the interceptions part. Turnovers, you know, the second most
important
thing a quarterback
can
do.
Again, guys ran the wrong routes.
So wait, is that an excuse or is that a reality?
That's a reality.
Okay, so with Deshaun, anything in defense of Deshaun is an excuse, but anything for Joe Flacco, Papa Joe. I'm not saying you did. I'm making a general point in being a D while doing it.
Well, I just say it. Don't put that on me. I'm not saying that.
Daryl, the burger was wonderful.
I'm aware.
I mean, just fantastic. Maybe the best burger I ever had.
I have to say, the photo with your eyes rolling into the back of your head as you got ready to take another bite, that belongs in a museum.
It was biblical. Oh, my gosh.
It really was.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
You bet. Talk to you on Friday.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I think this is the third time we've talked about the Quan injury on today's show. I'm more now interested in who people think needs to step up if Stephen Kwan can't be at 100%. And I don't expect this to happen. I think the scuttlebutt, whatever you says that Stephen's likely to be back at some point next week. That doesn't infer whether we can expect him to be 100%. And I do think it's one of the biggest questions that you can talk about with this game and with this season, because you know there are a couple guys that I think this season can be. The welcome to the playoffs, you're a superstar. One, I know Hosey's been an MVP candidate for a decade now. And he's come super close 2-3 times in his career. But he's 32, having one of the three or four best seasons of his career. And I do think there's a chance that Jose, as the face of the Guardians run, could do a lot for his Hall of Fame resume by putting up big numbers this postseason. I think Kwan's right there. I mean, I think Kwan is a guy who, yes, I know he was the leadoff hitter in the All-Star game this year. The thing people don't pay attention to is good contact hitters who get on base a bunch who might hit 15 home runs a season. Those are usually the guys that do not get a lot of love around baseball because everybody loves dingers, right? So the postseason's a great opportunity to change that narrative. And you start to look at that. I mean, I think Naylor is who he is. So even if Naylor has a big postseason, like it might earn him some money down the road, I don't know Naylor's the kind of guy that's going to show up. Some of the young guys, like I think because of his power, John Kensie Noel's a guy who maybe he can be your Randy Arozarena, or maybe he can be your this year's SpongeBob, Oscar Gonzalez. I also think a guy like Angel Martinez or Angel Martinez, however you want to say it, that's another guy that I think can kind of become one of the faces of this postseason run. Bo Naylor's got a chance too. I really got to be honest with you. I think Bo has actually quietly been a lot better offensively. I know the numbers don't look that different, but in terms of his patience, in terms of the what the hell are you doing at bats, I've seen a lot less of them recently, and you add power to it, and I think Bo, a sneaky candidate for a guy that could be fun. But I do think when it comes to stepping up, if Kwan is not 100%, or if Kwan has to miss a game or two, or whatever the reason is, if Stephen Kwan can't be 100%, I think it starts with Lane Thomas. And I'm so glad we get to have this conversation today as opposed to 4 weeks ago, because if we had to have the Stephen Kwan, who's going to step up if Stephen is hurt or banged up or doesn't come back 100%, however you want to frame this conversation, if we're talking about Lane Thomas 4 weeks ago, none of us are buying that stock. I do think now that he has been pretty lights out in September, I don't think it's a coincidence you're seeing him a little bit more in the two hole recently. I think he's one of the guys that has one of the guys who his profile means if you don't feel comfortable with Angel Martinez atop the lineup, Lane Thomas could be a guy maybe you move up into that spot. I also think, by the way, and this is just speaking from if Kwan can't be in the lineup on any given night, I don't know why you don't just move Hosey up another spot. And I know that's a conversation we've had a million times. Why isn't Hosey your two hitter? I think there have been people who we've had on, guests, we've had listeners say, well, why isn't Hosey leading off? I can understand if maybe you want a player of Kwan, more of a on-base machine, to set the table for Hosey. But I do think it's been interesting that's one of the biggest things that hasn't changed with Tito retiring and Vogt taking over. But yeah, I think Lane Thomas is one of those guys. I do think simply because it seems like they're going to continue to give him run at the top of the lineup, I think Angel Martinez is one of those guys too. I actually think that's the kind of guy, and I kind of have said this already, I think that's one of the guys they think has a chance to show out in October if he can just keep doing what he's doing. Good, consistent contact, consistent at bats, making sure to get on base. And, I mean, he's got kind of sneaky power for a middle infielder, or in this case, a left fielder. I kind of think that's one of those guys that could have a big October if you just stay in the playoffs enough. Beyond that, like, who we should expect to is Andrés Giménez. Andrés has not been the same guy he was 2 years ago. I think some of that is maybe he had a career year 2 years ago. I also think some of that is I think he's one of the guys that feels the acute pressure of not having enough good hitters around him. But even though at least once a night, I still curse his ever-loving name because of a bad at-bat, and it's a bad at-bat at a crucial spot, I still have just an ounce of hope that that is one of the guys that if Kwan is banged up, and again, he can come off the IL and still be playing through an injury. So he can be playing, and you still might need to come up and basically make up for some of the production you're lacking if he's still, I don't know, hitting 200 atop the lineup. There's a part of me that hopes it could be Andrés because you just feel so much better about the future of this lineup if that guy got back to who he was in 2022. 216-474-0092. Chris, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
How you doing tonight? How are you?
Very, very well, buddy. Thanks for giving us a call. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Yeah, I think with everyone who needs to show up now and step up.
Did we lose Chris? Oh, Chris, hey, real quick, buddy. We lost you for a second. What do you have there?
Am I back with you?
You are back now.
All right. So, you know, who needs to step up right now, you know, while we go through the stretch run into the playoffs, man? It's got to be Ramirez and it's got to be, you know, Josh Naylor. And like, you know, you made a comment earlier about Vogt being more patient. I was really frustrated that last night he just swung at that first pitch when he had a chance to maybe take a couple pitches and make sure this guy threw a couple strikes. Can't remember who was pitching for the Twinkies, but I'm really excited about these guys, man. And I think they can do something because in the beginning of the year, you know, our rotation was set and then it got dismantled. And then they went out and they got those two guys and one of them was coming off of Tommy John and they look fantastic. And the way this is all going to unfold is like, yes, we can throw some guys into the bullpen. And I think we're going to look really good going into the playoffs. Hey, I'm always worried about the, you know, the Yankees, but I don't know, man. I think it's going to be Ramirez and Josh Naylor who need to step up. They're the leaders of this team, and they need to step up and show these young guys what needs to be done to make that next step. Have a good night, buddy.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much. 216-474-0092 if you want to pitch in on this. The thing about Naylor and Ramirez is their production should be written in stone. Like, if neither one of those guys can give you what they gave you at the peak of this season, you're going to be swimming uphill trying to score runs. That's why I was focusing on, I think, other players, because you still need guys to set tables for the Hosey, for the Josh Naylors.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.